It is Lady Amar CCJLSA with Murumba Peach with Hamba Juba. Bring your time to exactly 8:53. One of my heart and soul, a very good morning to you. It is a beautiful Wednesday and it is time for us to jump right into Ama Jeans. And this is the part of the show that we get to make way and room for our beautiful kings, our beautiful healthy kings, our beautiful kings that care about their health, their mental health, and really just our beautiful kings that want to elevate themselves on a daily. And I think it's really important for us to emphasize on this segment because it is from a king that has truly put in the work, that has really worked on himself. And the person that he is today, obviously not the person that he was, you know, 5 years ago, 2 years ago, whatever it is. And that's all because he was intentional about his growth and really wanting more for himself. And really knowing that I can actually do more for myself, right? So K Goodness is up next and he is going to share a beautiful message with you right now. And I really hope and pray that to every king that is listening right now, that you are touched, that you follow this gentleman, or even on social media, for example, just to really connect with him, man, and see how you can be part of the brotherhood. So to say, I really love this segment for me personally as a person. This one is my favorite segment. Just have a listen.
It is another beautiful morning. Good morning, Shaquan, riding solo today. I love how, you know, the queens are making space for the kings with the Ama Jeans section here on Fresh FM on the Fresh Breakfast. I hope NSK is back with us as soon as possible, you know. But nonetheless, again, I'm really, really grateful. I show gratitude to the Fresh FM family, Shaquan, NSK, for you guys for always sharing this platform with me and just to allow us to address the gentleman. So, for your segment of my gents today, you know, it sort of touches in with what Shaquan just discussed on emotions and you know, stress and bottling that up, you know. And the one thing that I really want to talk about today is I guess, you know, we've all heard the statement, you know, if you don't heal, you bleed on people that that didn't cut you. But essentially what I want to look at is, as men, we generally operate from a place of intellect, a place of logic, that everything needs to make sense for us to be able to proceed with it. You know, our risk is calculated based on sense. It needs to make logical sense rather than emotional sense. And that means a lot of the time we struggle to express our emotions, to feel our emotions. My therapist said to me, and because I sat there and I was like, I can identify what's wrong. I can identify that I'm upset. I can identify that I'm hurt, but I don't know what to do with it. And she said to me, you need to feel. You can't think your way through your emotions. You need to feel. When the emotions surface, do not suppress them. Do not try and think your way through them. You can't logic your way through emotions. Your emotions need to be felt. So, gents, this morning, I'm just trying to encourage you that you need to feel. You can't, you cannot not feel. It will change. You could be happy one moment and angry the next moment. So that's why when you are talking about the way you feel, stop saying I am, rather say I feel, because it is a feeling that will pass. Wow. So let's stop owning our emotions and really start calling them what they are, right? So one, today you have to feel. Don't think through your emotions, feel them. And then secondly, do not own your emotions. Call them what they are. They are passing by and they will change. So with that having been said, love, peace and happiness. It's been K Goodness. Cheers.
K Goodness on Namibia's heart and soul, thank you so much. And also maybe to add on to what he's saying right now, it's just that to every king that is listening, we love you, we see you, and you are more than enough.